Hello, West Liberty. This is Lainey, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Today, as a part of our Passionately Vocal series, we have Students with Story. Today with me is Stephanie Hartman. Thank you, Steph, for coming on.
Anytime.
So, Steph is an 18-year-old freshman at West Liberty University in the dental hygiene program and is currently on the dance team here. However, for 13 years, Steph was a competitive and school cheerleader. She started out whenever she was in kindergarten, and after about 4 years in 2013, she began her competitive cheerleading career, where she cheered at FCA Gym as well as Cheer Athletics in Pittsburgh.
Yes, I did.
Very exciting stuff here. So, Steph, as I was, of course, doing a little bit of research on you today for our interview, I found out that you went to Butler School District.
That is correct.
Which actually is crazy because that is so close to me and I had no idea.
That's funny.
And I actually met Steph this year on the dance team, but crazy how close we were. Such a small world.
Oh, I know.
So with your competitive cheering and with your school cheering, what kind of differences were there between the two? Because obviously for a long time you had both practices going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. So what were they like?
Oh goodness. The competitive cheerleading was also always competitive, but it was a lot more serious than school cheer just for the fact that we did a lot more crazier stunts and a lot more difficult tumbling and all mm-hmm. that stuff. And then for high school cheer, we always did just cheers. It was more like a laid back type of sport compared. So yeah.
Awesome. So what, how many cheers for school cheerleading would you say that you guys had? Because I'm assuming it's what you would think of like sideline cheering. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
So how many cheers did you guys have,
would
you say?
Roughly around 20.
That's a lot of cheers. That's a lot of cheers to remember.
Yes.
And what made you make the decision to try competitive cheerleading after those 4 years?
I always liked cheering since I was so young. My cousin used to teach me all the time, and I just wanted to do like the step up from high school cheer and just mm-hmm. go and travel and do a whole bunch of other different things out there. So,
awesome. And after you made that jump to doing competitive cheerleading as well, do you think it made a big impact or made a big difference for your performance with school cheer as well?
Of course it did. Yeah. Yes. With the big stage and competitive cheerleading, we always had to do a lot of like big movements and with our facials and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I say yes.
Definitely. Helped out on the sidelines, I'm sure.
Course.
And what roles did you play on both squads?
I was a cheerleader for the longest time. Then I moved to a side base.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does a side base do exactly?
A side base is pretty much just like a helper for the main base in the stunt.
Okay.
So it's just like an extra help because there's a whole bunch of different stunts out there. So mm-hmm. there's like a main stunt, which is just your main one. And then you do a one-man stunt, which is pretty much just a main base. But yeah. with the side base, it's just extra help.
I always see on social media girls at bigger schools that are doing those crazy one-man stunts.
Oh, yes.
And there is nothing more impressive than seeing someone throw another human being up in the air like 10 feet and then catch them with one hand.
Oh, yes.
And the girl's like holding her leg up above her head. It is so impressive. Mm-hmm. So as far as stunting goes, did you guys stunt for school cheer as well, or was that only a competitive thing?
We have.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Just not as like more complicated stuff.
Okay.
If that
so a little
makes
bit
sense.
Less intense.
Yes.
Gotcha. And then as far as tumbling goes, because again, I always see videos of people whipping their bodies around.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it is so impressive. I can barely do a somersault. But what was the tumbling like difference-wise between the two teams?
There was really no difference in between the tumbling. It's just all depends on what you can do, whip your body around. You could, there's like in gymnastics, so to say, there's only set skills you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
For cheer, it's pretty much the same thing, but you could be more creative with it. So you could do like one in front of the other or vice versa. So it's just all depends on what you can do. Yeah.
Awesome. So what's your most advanced trick, if you don't mind me asking?
No, you're good. When I was a cheerleader, I did a standing back tuck from like a jump or something. For running, I did always a round of back handspring tuck or a layout, which are pretty much the same thing. It's either your legs are bent or not.
Layouts are so pretty. I love watching girls do layouts.
Yes.
I personally, I took gymnastics whenever I was little. I landed on my neck one time, and I'll tell you what, one time was enough. And to this day, I cannot go backwards. I lost my back tuck, lost my back handspring. I'm terrified to go backwards now. So anybody who is listening, Steph, you as well, if you can do anything going backwards, it is extremely impressive. That's such a mental mind block to be able to get over.
Oh, yes, it is.
Which type did you prefer cheerleading-wise?
Between the two, school and competitive, mm-hmm. I would say the competitive, just for the aspect that I could be more myself and let go a little bit more.
Okay.
And I just like the traveling aspect because we used to travel all the time for it, all over the United States.
Awesome.
So it was really fun.
What was your favorite place you got to visit?
Oh, goodness. My favorite was always Columbus, Ohio. I don't know why.
Okay.
It was just something completely different from
everybody
else.
Something kind of local, though. That's nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I just like the competition there.
Did you have a bunch of competitions there, or was it like one big one?
It was just a one big one. We had local ones in Pittsburgh, and then we had travel ones, which were like either in Ohio, Kentucky,
where
we do Connecticut.
You really went everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Steph, I thank you for joining me today. And for all my listeners, please hang tight because we will be right back with more from Stephanie Hartman to learn about her experiences at her cheerleading national competitions. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal.
Hello, this is Kathy Monteroso, the Interim Provost at West Liberty University. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal.
Welcome back. This is Lainey, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal. Again, with part of our Passionately Vocal series, we have Stephanie Hartman with Students with Stories here with us today. Before the break, we touched base on Stephanie's cheerleading career and the differences between school cheering and competitive cheering. And now, of course, for the really interesting stuff, we have got to know more about your national competitions and your experiences there. So, after a bit of research and after talking to you for a little bit, you told me about the Summit Cheer Competition.
Yes.
And I did a little bit of research and I found this quote online, and this is from cheertheory.com. And I'm just looking to see how accurate it is from someone who has been there as a competitor. It says, quote, "The Summit All-Star Cheerleading Championship is the pinnacle event of the all-star cheerleading world for the majority of non-cheerleading world's eligible teams. More than 1,000 teams compete every year at Walt Disney World's ESPN Wide World of Sports."
Of course, yeah.
Pretty interesting quote there.
Yes, it is.
Sounds like a very large event. So it says over 1,000 teams compete every year. So being down there and being a part of this, I mean, try to explain to me how large really is this event being there in person.
Oh my goodness, it's huge. Imagine all of those teams, those thousands of teams being, saying a large team was considered between 25 through like 27 members.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of people down there, especially when they're all in there all at once. It depends on where you are. It's always normally busy anywhere you go, but say for awards, it's normally the busiest time.
Okay.
Just in one small area, you're literally shoulder to shoulder everywhere.
It sounds like it's absolutely packed.
Yes.
Now, I always, because I follow, you know, a couple of different girls on Instagram and, you know, different social media platforms that cheer. And from what I've seen down there, it seems like whatever time of year it is that they have these events at Walt Disney World, it seems like the parks are packed.
Oh yes,
with
it is.
Nothing but cheerleaders.
Oh yes. They even hold certain events at, like, say the Magic Kingdom. They hold a night that all of the cheerleaders from that's competing in Summit to go down there and just cheerleaders. So like the parents are not able to go, but they could, but it's just for the cheerleaders to just like have a night off, which is really fun.
And like, what's the energy like whenever you're down there?
Oh, it's crazy. I love it. In a fact that it's so fun with a whole bunch of other people around the world in the same boat as you, wanting to win. It's like so competitive, which is really nice.
Is it like that competitive energy? Is it like a healthy competitive energy?
Oh, yeah. In most aspects, yes.
Awesome.
It just all depends on how your coach coaches you,
okay,
in a way, because they could either do it in a very positive way or in a very negative way.
Okay. And so, what was your team like?
My team was always positive.
Nice.
So, yeah.
We love to hear that.
Yes.
So the lead up process to get to Summit.
Yeah.
Kind of walk me through that a little bit. Like, were your practices any different leading up to the competition?
Of course.
Did the difficulty increase? Were practices longer? What was it like?
It was pretty much all the same. We had like showcases before we always went.
Mm-hmm.
How we actually got into the competition is if we win first place and then got grand champions, then we were in the running to get a bid,
okay,
to go. There's a whole bunch of different bids, but mostly once you get a bid, then you're able to go.
Able to go.
Yeah.
And you get this bid from
the competitions.
From the competitions.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a specific competition that you have to go to, or is it just a bunch of different competitions they have the eligibility to give a bid out?
Any competition can give a bid out. So
okay,
they sometimes have limited ones only, but mostly a lot of them do.
Okay. And going back to this quote, it
yeah,
says, where does it say it? Excuse me. It says, All-Star Cheerleading Championships is the pinnacle event of the All-Star Cheerleading World for the majority of non-cheerleading world's eligible teams. So what does that mean? Because I know that there is a Worlds, and obviously Summit is the non-Worlds eligible teams. So
yes,
what is the determination between what makes your team Worlds eligible versus Summit eligible?
Of course. For Summit, only levels 2 through 4 are allowed to go. And for Worlds, it's only level 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your team was a level 4, correct?
We did level 3.
Level 3?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between those 2 to 4? Is it based on size? Is it based on skill level? Because I've seen a couple of different things.
Yeah, of course. It's mostly based off of your skill level.
Okay.
So mostly from tumbling, if anything. So
awesome.
Yeah.
And being down there in Walt Disney World for this huge event, what does the competition look like for a competing athlete?
It could vary. It all depends on, like, say, what size of team you have. It could be more teams in the, I guess, your little group,
mm-hmm,
or it could be a smaller group where it's less competitive compared to others. In my aspect, every time I went, because I went for 3 years before,
okay,
it was always more competitive because level 3 is like the largest group you could think of.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It's always competitive no matter where you go. I would say it's just, I guess, high energy. You're always on the go. There's no time to like stop and like take a break. It's just
continuous.
Always. Yeah. It's from like 6 in the morning to like 11 at night. Oh, yeah.
It's a long day.
Yes.
That is a long day. So you just mentioned you've been there 3 separate times before,
yes,
in your cheering career.
Mm-hmm.
What is one of your, and you can give me a couple if you want to, but what is one of your favorite memories from being down there?
Oh, goodness. I always liked going to Walt Disney. It mm-hmm just all depends, because it gives my other family members a chance to go, because say if I got a paid bid for the competition, we don't have to pay for the like expenses of our hotel room or
oh, nice,
the competition fees and stuff like that. So it's really nice.
Okay. Get some perks with it.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. But that's one of mine. I like bringing my family members down or getting a really good place or knowing that we can move on to the next day, so, which is really nice.
So for the moving on to the next day mm-hmm thing, is that because you said it goes from 6 to 11?
Oh, yeah.
Typically, it's a super long day.
Oh, yeah.
So let's say that you're one of the teams that performs at 7 a.m. Would you not know if you moved on until the competition is complete? Like,
yes.
Do you have to wait all
day? For
that
entire day, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
And what was the farthest that your team had ever made it before?
Oh, every team I competed with that I went down there for, we all made it to finals.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we always got, like, top 10, top 5.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Top 10, top 5. That's incredibly impressive.
Yeah.
With thousands of teams, and you said being in that level 3 is,
yes,
the deepest,
oh yeah,
of the competition, just because that's,
yes,
where the most girls are at.
Yes.
So now, Steph, before we head out of here, I have to ask you a question. I know you're on the dance team here. And what are some of the challenges that you've faced going from cheering to joining a dance team?
Oh, goodness. I guess because since I haven't cheered for a while, I want to say flexibility-wise.
Okay.
Because when I quit, I pretty much dropped everything because of my body was in, like, not the best shape. It was starting to hurt all the time. I had back issues, all that. So I just had to drop everything and, like, go to something else. And then when I came here, was on the dance team, it was nice to start stretching again because my body moved in a different way than it was before. So I guess that was mostly the challenging part, just because of I did it before for so many years, dropped it for like 6 years, and then I came back to it.
Okay. And do you face any similar or I guess even new mental challenges from cheering now going to dance?
Kind of, because when I was in cheer, my favorite part of like in the entire routine was the dancing part.
Okay.
Just for the fact that I get to show off my personality more. That's where I could shine in my best part. And with this dance team, it has similarities to it, to be honest. So that's why I compare it to be similar. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, Steph, I have to thank you for coming on today. This was very interesting to learn about. I would love to see some of your summit videos if you have any floating around. Absolutely. It sounds like an absolute ball to be there, especially in person. I can't even imagine what that energy was like. So thank you so much for coming on.
Anytime.
I really appreciate it. And I appreciate getting to sit down and talk with you.
You're welcome.
So thank you everybody for tuning in today. This has been Lainey and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal.